Health experts say one way to ease the nursing shortage is to look beyond the traditional pool of recruits, white, middle-class women. In Pittsburgh, one high school is working to attract unlikely candidates to nursing. As NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, it's no easy task.
Amber Kitzinger is one of Carrick High School's outstanding students. She's a senior preparing to be a nurse, and she's just won a silver medal in a statewide science competition. But Amber is also a pretty typical teenager, distractible, vulnerable, and her teacher, Cindy Fall, says she's prone to questionable behavior.
And what are you doing here? I want you to write that. Come on over here.
We have to write no smoking.
You have to write no smoking, because that is an issue.
I don't know if I should do this, miss.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. I just don't think I should sign something that I don't agree with.
Well, that's not an issue. This is a school. Make your decision now.
Yeah, but it's now. After we graduate.
It's still a school function.
The function is a national science competition. It will be held this summer in California. Amber and her best friend, Jennifer Lejeune, both qualified by placing second in the Pennsylvania competition. They received ribboned medals resembling Olympic gold.
Amber Kitzinger, Jennifer Lejeune, Valerie Muller,
Cindy Falls is proud of her kids, as she calls them. After all, Carrick High School is in an old steelworker neighborhood, and many of its graduates won't get past high school. But Jennifer and Amber plan to. They've already learned a lot, Amber says. At the science competition, they had to answer many tough questions in Jeopardy style, complete with buzzers and lots of pressure.
One was about water molecules floating over a cell, and that's called diffusion, and we knew that. And then a bluish color skin is called cyanosis. We answered that one.
The questions were about medicine and health. Amber says it was all common knowledge for her, the result of 3 years of study and hard work. Jennifer says if it wasn't for those 3 years, she would have been lost not only at the competition, but also, she admits, in life.
I wouldn't know half the stuff I know now. I mean, I know so much stuff about medical-wise, only being 17 years old, that my parents don't even know. Like, about the body, you know? And without the program, I would never know. So, it's hard work, but it pays off, you know? It's worth it.
Jen and Amber are enrolled in Carrick's Health Academy. It's a special program that could help solve the nation's shortage of nurses and other healthcare professionals. The program's difficult, with emphasis on math, science, biology, and physics. It was started by Cindy Falls. Falls works hard every day to keep her students focused on what's important, not only in the immediate future, but later on.
One of the things that I say to the kids, and I think is a positive in this academy, is do you want a job or do you want a career? Do you want to live from pay to pay? Do you want to have a career that lets you go to the show? If you're riding past the show and you say, hey, I want to see that movie, you can do that because you have the money in your pocket.
Both Amber and Jen have made the choice. They want careers. And right now, these two live wires, as Ms. Falls calls them, are very excited about going to California to compete. Amber says she can't wait.
I want to go there. I want to win. Because Carrick is known as an inner city school, and inner city schools don't have a good reputation. If we go there and win, it will show that we didn't just play around for these 3 years. We actually learned something and we did good.
Good morning, Health Tech. Okay, someone lead us in your exercise.
Roll your shoulders 10 times.
The morning at the Health Academy gets started with exercises, the Pledge of Allegiance, the school anthem, and announcements.
Okay, a couple of things first before we actually get started into the class. We started our massive fundraising for California.
Falls is trying to raise $18,000 to pay for 13 students to go to the competition. That includes some students who weren't winners, but Falls hopes to inspire them to compete next year. They're all thrilled about going to California. Neither Jen nor Amber have been out of the state of Pennsylvania or even on an airplane. Amber says she's never seen a beach. They really can't wait to go, they tell Miss, as they call Cindy Falls. At the same time, they can't seem to let go of their desire to smoke.
Miss, I don't want to start this or anything. What if parents' permission?
Please don't go there.
You know I'm lying to you.
We'll talk. We're
going to
talk about it. We're going to talk about it later.
Just shut up.
No, because I signed a contract saying I'm not going to smoke. Do you understand that? I'm lying.
talk about it later.
Okay.
Get the patch.
Call me. I ain't using no patch. I'm going
to
see.
The irony is painful to Ms. Falls, arguing with future healthcare professionals over smoking. Later that day, she reprimands the two over sleeveless shirts that expose bra straps and little tops that expose bare bellies.
There's no doubt in my mind that the kids have the intelligence to do it. They're two very bright girls, but they're giddy, they're joined at the hip. I've had them for 3 years, and my goodness, they make me tired.
Fall says it's the nurse in her that helps her stay committed to teaching. And at the end of the school day, she cheerfully gets her students on a bus and headed to Southside Hospital.
Dorothy, I got medicine for you.
Well,
this is LASIX.
The hospital is part of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Hospital officials are so concerned about the nursing shortage, they decided to subsidize Carrick's Health Academy. They pay the salaries of two teachers, and two afternoons every week, they pay seniors like Amber and Jennifer to work here. Standing in the hospital in their green scrubs, the girls already look like young professionals, eager to start helping Nurse Jeannie Sharp on the cardiac monitoring unit.
This lady here came in with an abnormal heartbeat. There's only one minor problem. She's only 44, which is a little bit too slow. So I had to call the doctor and get him to stop some of the medicines that are slowing down the abnormal beat. Now,
so it's making it too slow.
Yeah, making it too slow.
Mm-hmm. So are you giving her drugs to induce her heartbeat?
That we can't do. You can slow down an extremely fast heartbeat with pills. That's what
but
you
put
in.
But there are drugs that make your heartbeat faster.
Yeah, but you're talking things like adrenaline, and you don't want to be eating those because you'd be flying higher than a kite, and then you will drop over dead.
Did you learn anything in particular on
that? Yes, I learned that you can't fasten up a heartbeat, but you can slow one down. Because all them drugs that speed up your heartbeat are like real drugs that will mess up your head and everything.
And to speed up a heartbeat, you have to use a pacemaker.
Working at Southside has helped both Jennifer and Amber figure out what they want to do. Jennifer is fascinated by computer images of the brain. She wants to be an X-ray tech specializing in MRIs. Amber enjoys working with patients. She wants to be a registered nurse.
Like I was the normal teenager, wanted to be a movie star or an actress or something like that that made a lot of money. And then I realized that I wanted to make a difference with feelings and compassion, and I just wanted to make a difference. So, because I didn't think I had the knowledge for it. I knew it was a hard job. But once I started to get interested in it, it became easy. Flame lit or something. I don't know.
Young people with that flame are exactly what Beverly Haynes says her hospital needs. Haynes is a nurse and vice president for patient care services at Southside. She says the nursing shortage has taken a toll. A couple of times, the hospital has even kept patients in the ER because there weren't enough nurses to care for them upstairs.
This is why the CARIC program has been great for us, not only to familiarize them with nursing. If they can just come to healthcare and be a radiology technician or, you know, interested in being a physician, any one of them, because a lot of the healthcare disciplines really need that support. To be a physical therapist, they don't know what a physical therapist does. So getting them early, getting them interested in healthcare, exposing them to a hospital, which they're not, is so critically important.
Our medals upstairs?
No.
They're looking our medals up in this up by the sign-in sheets.
Cindy Falls wants to see a health academy like the one at Carrick in every high school in Pennsylvania. She says 65% of the kids who graduate from the academy go on to careers in healthcare. And with Amber and Jennifer, Ms. Falls knows she has succeeded despite some tough times here and there. Jennifer says they are grateful.
Ms. Falls, me and Amber, we call her our second mother. She has done so much for us that kids even in the class now don't even know. She really does. She really cares about us, and she really tries, gives us everything. She's a very big-hearted woman.
By the end of the day, both Jennifer and Amber acquiesce to Ms. Falls' demands. They sign the no-smoking agreement. After all, Ms. Falls is their role model and a nurse. Both girls really do want to go to California to compete and make Ms. Falls proud. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.